I got hold of Mirashi Kuf Chav Tes Amar Aleph Lishkol Zuzi Maka. So take Zuz, rather take a Zuz, which is not a good coin. Upachus, it's not a full amount. That's Eishan Yotze, but it's all he has. But that's not, it would not accept it in circulation. Blazer Lashav Chanusi, go to seven stores. Normally you would taste it first. And you would taste them. Kshitim le hazuz, and he gives them the coin. But the looks at that, that's not a good coin. Well, Kabbalah won't accept it. So at least he got his taste. So he has to go to the next store and do it again until he gets his amount. Miloy dein le hazuz, right? Doesn't even have that. So the Mora says, so then what he should do is eat seven black dates, and he should rub Elishav Mishcha Betzidei. He should rub oil onto his temples, Beraksoy in his forehead, and the side of his head. But Tamar Mashuman Mechamasoy, so the food warms him up, and the oil also helps him to warm up. So Avlet said to Shmuel, Bishami Havitabu, Chem Hashem Shehu Kashal Adam, Kum Meitiv, like the heat which causes all these problems, can it be good? So he said that it is Yama Kaza, but really it is, the more it says that there is there is at least one day in the year where the Shemesh is a good thing. So the Mora, Hekel Baruch Taima Shah Simon, Rabbi Shmuel the Amitabah, the Mora quotes in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, they call him Mekel Basudas HaKazas Dam, that person who's not careful to make sure that he eats the meal after he's makis his dam. Mekilin Loim is on a summit of Shemayim. He loses his right to get his support from Shemayim. Remember, because the Shemayim says, Hu Achayev Lechos, and he achos alov. He doesn't care about us. He's taking his life into danger by doing this, so we have to take responsibility for him. So that's the first one of the Simon Hekel. Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayu.
This would be true for anything where he's endangering his life. It's more of a food connection here, but
yeah, the chara. Well, the question is what you apply it to. Here is this direct connection to food, like you said. So that's maybe it's me to connect me, the type of like an earnish. Not necessarily that would translate it to by others something else the same thing. Versus Rabbi Shul Demi Tavayu, Haiman Zobid Milsa, person who was Makiz Dam. So Lulesiv Hecha the Kar Zika. He shouldn't sit down in a place where the wind is going to come through. Why could Dima Shafer Le Umna? Because maybe the Umna, that's the Makiz Dam, will empty him out, pour him out, a lot of blood. Mukum Le Arivia, so. And he'll get him down to a very small amount of blood left, with the minimal amount that he needs to live, which the more says is a revius of dam. Modern science doesn't think you need more than that, so but that's what the more says, you need a revius of dam. But he's down to the minimal, the perfectly minimal amounts. And then so the wind comes and pulls out a little bit more, because the movement, etc., will pull out a little more out of the body. And that's going to cause a sakana. And that's the case of Ruach. Shmuel Abi Rogel Abin Milsa Bebesa. Shmuel would his the wind. Shmuel was normally, but he would do when he was going to do Hakazas Dam. Abin Milsa Bebesa Deshev Levenya Baricha. It had seven layers thick of bricks, so there was very thick veinar bricks, rikhas, half bricks. So you would do that over there. So this is a very solid wall, so there was no wind getting in, etc. Yemechado Ovid, one time he did it, but Argish Benafshe, he felt he wasn't feeling well. So Baruch, he went and checked. V'chaser chadaricha, one layer, half layer with a brick was missing, so the protection wasn't as strong as before, and that he was sensitive enough that it, that affected him also. He didn't feel as good as usual. Okay. Rav Shlomo Ben Tavayo, Haman de Oben Milsa, Litzim Midi, Water Leipik. He has to eat something before he leaves the place of the where he did the Hakadosh Dam. Diloy Toy Midi, if he doesn't need to take something, he Poga B'Shichva, he will meet a mace along the way. Yark Ape, his face will turn green. If he meets somebody who is a murderer, Samis, it'll cause him to die. Ipaga the Dabar Acher, if he meets he sees a Chazir along the way, Kasha Dabar Acher, it'll cause him to get Saras. I don't purport to give you an explanation of how this works. But if Rabin Shmuel tell you that it works, believe me, it works. Rabbi Shmuel Damer Tavayo, the last one, the Mor says is Haiman de Oven Milsa. Person after he does the Hakazus Dam, Lisha Purti, he should wait a little bit, and then he gets up off the table. He shouldn't get up right away. Damer Mar, because the Mor says, Hey, the worm Krebin Lemisa Yosim and Achaim, the five things which put the person's life in danger. That is, he's closer to death than to life at that point in time. Ve'elohein. A person eats and he jumps up in a sudden jumping up. A person jumps up right after out of getting out of bed. All of these things the person needs to do it slowly. Okay. This is Rashi. Rashi's Indran. Sheesh Bechaloinus, Indran is like a porch which has windows coming in. The Ruch and the Nessus Behem, the wind would come in. Nichrechus Miskagelus Indran, and it would roll around and move around this room. Zimashapali Umna, Merikoi Midome, he would pour out his blood. Kamoi Hashefer Yayan the Chaber, he pours out wine. So the word Shefer is Lashon of pouring out. Get him down to Loinich, but Adam Elikadei Chayv would leave a minimal amount of blood behind a Revius, which is a Revius. The wind will come, sort of suck out the remaining blood. He'll now have lose the amount that he needs and he'll be in danger. The thickness of the wall was Zion Levenim, with Ptolemy Rechavan. With seven layers thick bricks, the width of the bricks, seven layers out. Zetel said. The Cholavena Gimel Tvachim, the brick is three Tvachim, was three Tvachim long, Baricha, which is Aria, Chatz, Levena, Tevachim, Echza. That was gotta be the length. I'm not sure exactly why. that wasn't got the width. Okay. Argish Benafsha, unless they're putting the width of the Riach that way. So the I don't know. Argish Benafsha, Hirgish Batmashun Nachlas, he felt that he wasn't feeling well. And Chotzacharicha, Hachemah Yisuch Chasera Me'oiveha Riach. There was one half brick which was missing, and that caused the problem. If you meet a davaracher, which is a chazir, kasha davaracher. So tzaras shechazir and the goyim heim the kedushin of kedushin. The more so you'd kaven the goyim yard the loylam tisha not the chazir. So they used to carry this type of tzaras. So the person right after a chazir would get see a chazir, even possibly even get tzaras. Achal ba'amad ma'hir lamed pisim. The person would get up suddenly. After he ate his full amount, it's dangerous. Okay, Amr Shmuel, person of the Dhamma called Tosin Yamin, the proper time of getting Hakaz was once every 30 days. When a person gets to a new stage in life, he should cut it down to once every 2 months. He gets to the next stage, he should cut it down to once every 3 months. As she says, 40 and 60. Mamma Shmuel Persa Dama Chad B'Shabbata Arba Umali Shabbata. The person should do it only on Sundays, on Wednesdays, and on Fridays. Al-Bashenim Chamishi Loi, not on Tuesdays, not on Mondays, and Chamishi and Thursdays. Loi, why? The Mamar Mishiesh L'Schusavis, if you have tremendous Schusavis and Shemayim, then Yaki's Dam B'Shenim Chamishi. Then you can take your chance in doing it on Sheni and Chamishi. She Bezen Shomar, Lo B'Shomata, Shoven Ke'echod. Bezen used to sit and judge cases on Sheni and Chamishi. And Shemayim also, they parallel what we do down here, so they sit and judge cases on Sheni and Chamishi. Well, if you want to do it while they're judging cases, they're going to judge your case and see if you deserve to live. Don't take a chance on it. Unless you have tremendous schusavis in Shemayim. So it ain't worth it. So what's wrong with Rishon, Revi, and Shishi, but what about Shlishi? Tosa b'Shabbat Mai, time of loy, what's wrong with that? Mishum the kaimalei madim bezovi. Madim, there is a certain impact that the different stars of the planets would have on the or the solar system would have on a person's health. Madim is not a very healthy thing. It causes bloodshed. And that comes out to be on the eighth hour. And the eighth hour is Zugos. And we had, and, you know, we're famous in the verses that, you know, Shadim have much more power on dub on pairs. So Madim together in the eighth hour, more Psochim. Right? Zugos. More talks about Zugos. So having Madim on the eighth hour is not a safe thing to do. And therefore, it's not. You shouldn't do it on Tuesday. The Mor says, "Malach Shabbat Nami Kamis Bizavi." And Arab Shabbos also, Madim comes out to be in that hour. Mor says, "Kima the Dosha Barabim, Shereb Soyim Hashem." Since people have done it, even though it's not safe, the Barashim watches over fools. So you can rely on the fact that you'll be protected, but you can't rely on that on Yom Shlishi. Amar Shmuel Dalet Shu Dalet, the fourth day of the week, which is the fourth day of the month. Dalet Shu Beser, the fourth day of the week, which is the 14th of the month. Dalet Shu Esrim Rabo, the fourth day of the week, which is the 24th of the month. These are days which are not good to do hakaza. And Dala Daleka Arbo Basre is Sakanta. The fourth day of, if you have the fourth day of the week where there's no 4 days left in the month, it's within the last 4 days of the month. So on Wednesday, which comes out, let's say Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, so there's not 4 days left after this Dala is a Sakanta. But these are inauspicious times. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
the worst thing is saying in the context of a causa.
I mean, you could say that if someone's donating blood, that this is relevant.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. Again, you see from the causes down that we're talking about much larger amounts. I don't know.
What amount?
They weren't talking about a pint or two. I don't know.
So they would take out larger than,
let's say, yeah. Okay. The Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh B'Sheni Loi Chulsho. Rosh Chodesh and the second day afterwards, it causes the person to do it on Rosh Chodesh, or the day afterwards is Chulsho. A person would get weak from it. Shlish Loi. The third day after Rosh Chodesh is Sakana. Maliyam to do it on the third day. Maliyam Atova is Chulsha, the winner of Yom Tov, would cause weaknesses. Maliyam Atzarta, Sakanta. Erev, the day of Atzeres, of Shavuos, would cause Sakana. because Rabbanan Akula Mali Yama Tova Mishum Yama Tova Dat Seris. They answered. So the hearing wasn't just chulsha; it's a weakness. So you up to you to decide. But they made an isser on it because of this concern of gzeira to erev yom tov of Shavuos. What's wrong with erev yom tov of Shavuos? Nothing bezika. There was a certain wind which used to come then, which made tavuach. This wind came out, and the name of the wind was tavuach. The reason why it was there, the yilokibul yisrael tera habitavach lehu lebisrayu uledomayu. The wind was to rip apart Klal Yisrael, their blood and their flesh. They wouldn't accept the Torah. So that wind apparently still comes. And therefore, you shouldn't be Makas Dam then. This I think, actually, it's the guy has surgeries. I think they talk about it in that context. Let's see some Rashi. The Rashi, first of the Dhamma, the last word on the third line. First of Dhamma is mana kaza, the right time to do a kaza. Why is it called first of the Dhamma? Can my first of Pesach? The more refers to the proper time where they're talking about to take Maisa Behema, it calls it Beprois. So we hear Beprois of Dham, of taking of the Dham. Ben Aprokim, Pirkei Shanoisav, he comes to a changing of his age, his years. After 40 years, once every 2 months. In a prokem yachzer, you might lachar shishim. Once you hit 60, yachzer the gimel chadashim. You do it once every 3 months. Pishen kecho love is not as strong. Vein domo yichos cham is blood is not so hot. Vekuvim mitzdanin kishem mechaser domos. He'll lose heat by taking out the blood. Vesen shemalav shemata shavim adam nidin bechol yom. A person is judged every day. But in those days where Bezin would sit and judge, a person would be judged even more intensely. Now, what's this madim about? Madim effects on that day, on the even hours. Mazamadim is the one which brings war, plague, and punishment. Zugas kashim heim shem reshus the shadim. Zugas are also dangerous because that's the time when the shadim have ability to impact the person. So you have peronius coming, and you have the shadim which are ready to do its bidding. It's not a good combination. Okay. So Shatzam Chanchal is Seder Hashos. That's a Rosh Tevis for the order of the hours. How does that work? Kishenitlu Hamaoros. When the Maoros were put into the Rikia, they were put in with together with the sun. There was these Shiva Kechmeleches, the seven planets or parts of the solar system, including the sun and the moon, and they were set in order. That the first one was Shabbosoy, which usually translated as Saturn. Tzedek is Jupiter, Madim is Mercury, Chama is the Sun, Noiga is Venus, Kaichov, I forgot what that is, and Levana is the Moon. Madim is Mars, I'm sorry, Kaichov, and Noiga, one of them is Mercury, one of them is Venus. Each one was given, they were set in the order that Shabsi had its impact, its power, the first hour of when the Maris were put in, and this order has continued on since then. And so it's seven, it keeps going through periods of seven. So each day it's going to move, since it's 3 times 7 is 21, and you have 24 hours in a day, so it keeps moving through the cycle throughout the week. But a week is a multiple of 7, so by the end of the week it's going to start over again. As a matter of fact, each day of the week it's going to have the same cycle also. The cycle remains the same every day of the week. So Seder shows when the sources of light and the mazalas were put in place. Shabbos Shana Shaltal Shabbos, the first hour of the fourth day of the week, until the Maris were put in the Shemayim, was on the fourth day of the week. Shema Shabsoi, Shabsoi was in effect. Ishniya Tzedek, the second hour was Tzedek. Vachrav Madim, and came Madim. Vachrav Chama, then the sun. Vachrav Noiga, then came Noiga. Vachrav Kerchav, then Kerchav. I'm not sure which one is which, Venus and Mercury. Vachrav Levona, then came the moon. And so Zayin Mazalos, Zayin Shos. So seven Mazalos impact the 7 hours. Vachrav Chilul, then the cycle starts again. Loilam. This is how it's always going to be. So the way if you look at the first hour of each night, given 12 hours for the night, 12 hours for the day, it's always going to be for the simon for that is chatz nash chalam, which means Motzei Shabbos, Shor Rishonah Shaloi, Motzei Shabbos, the first hour of Motzei Shabbos is always going to be Teichab. Chilas Leil Sheni, the beginning of the second night of the week, is always said, it became a Seder Azeh, and that's how it works out throughout the week. So the first hour of Motzei Shabbos is, of Yom Rishon is Teichab, the first hour of Yom Sheni is Tzedek, the first hour of Yom Shlishi is Noiga, etc. First hour of Yom Revi is Shabsoi. Now that's night times. That's b'cheinu b'seder. That's all comes b'seder tchilas simoni hayomim. But when it comes to the daylight hours, which is 12 hours later, so Sunday the first one is chama, Monday the first one is levana, and yom shlishi the first one is madim, etc. So then chatz nash. Shabbos Shana Shal Echa b'Shabbos is chama, b'Shal Sheni b'Shabbos is levana, b'Shal Shishi b'Shabbos is madim. If it's madim, chazer by chalila. So if it's the first hour, it's going to be the eighth hour, right? So the eighth hour, which is an even number. But the rest of the days of the week, madim always comes out to be on the odd hours, except for at nighttime. And they didn't do a kazas dam at nighttime. And Erev Shabbos also, Madim comes out to be on Azub. Why? The first hour of the day is Noiga, Lefeseh Shachalam, Chatznash, Tchilas Hayomim. So Shabbos, the first hour of its day is Shabbosoi. Erev Shabbos, the first hour of its day is Noiga. Mekim Shetchilas Noiga, Lefeseh Lechos and Shetzam Chanchal. So if Noiga is hour number one, right? So then hour number two is Kaichab, hour number three is Levana, hour number four is Shabsoi, hour number five is Tzedek, and hour number six is Madim. Nim some Maskilin Lachsu Chalila, Bishoravias, the new cycle starts in Shoravias. Nim some Madim, Bishoshishis. So if the order is Shatzam, Chamchal, because that's how we put in the order when the Ma'ar started, Shabsoi got hour number one, Tzedek hour number two, and Madim hour number three. If the cycle, you start with Noiga, which is third from the end, so hour number one is Noiga, number two is Kachav, number three is Levana, number four is Shabsoi again, which means Madim is number six. So my answer is Shemar Kimin Dasha Beravim. Hergal by Mipnei Dechon, they used to do it on Erev Shabbos. You cry from the Suda Shabbos. The reason, since they were poor and they needed to eat afterwards, they couldn't afford to eat. So they ate, so it was do it on Erev Shabbos, close to the Shabbos, and this way you'll have the Shabbos meal, so you'll, excuse the pun, kill two birds with one stone, right? So you'll be able to use that meal for the suit of after Hakaza. So that was the only, they had no other choice. They would have these large meals. So the Zerah, meaning Sheni Ladam is Dag. If you don't have a Dam food, the best thing after that is a fish food for Hakaza. Right, so I guess we probably have to do as close as possible to Shabbos. It's going to be a good gap, though. They didn't daven long, right? So they didn't have Kabbalah Shabbos in those days. First, they used to eat many times. They would actually eat the meal and daven marv afterwards. They start the meal, go into Shabbos, and then say Kiddush, and then daven marv afterwards.
So they ate the meal when it was still.
They could start the meal when it's still daytime. When Shabbos, the more talking about himself, and they would start the meal even before Shabbos. You know, they would interrupt their meal and make Kiddush, and then go into Shabbos. And then, I mean, I'm assuming that means that they would damar afterwards. Arba dehu dalad, dalad b'Shabbos, the fourth day of the week. Shehu dalad l'chodesh is the fourth day of the month, or arba eser, or it's the 14th of the l'chodesh of the month, or chavdal l'chodesh, or 24th of the month. Kulu kasha l'chazah, those are bad days for a kazah. Dalad like a dalad basrei, a fourth day of the week, which is no more 4 days of the month after it. Shein dalad yomim at sever chodesh, there's not 4 days left to the end of the month. Vikud amri, the lek a dalad b'Shabbos basrei, b'oisir chodesh, ben okein. Some say it means it was the last Wednesday of the month, and that of that month, and that's not pshat. Rashi says, "Hachzin Rishchadish Hasheni loy chulsha shlishi loy sekantan." Rishchadish, and the day after Yom Sheni is chulsha, they shlishi is sekantan. So the Gemara, Amr Shmuel, "Achachita b'hikas dam loy hikas ela loy sechita." Person ate wheat, and he had a heavy meal of wheat, and then he was makas dam. So the cause didn't really help his other issues, it just helped lightening up from the meal. Hani meal the refuah, the more says if a person was trying to do it for refuah purposes, it really was not an effective time to do it. Avalakule, if it's just trying to lessen up the heavy blood, so make that would accomplish. Hamakas dam is shiel alta, the person should drink right away. But achila ad chatzi mil, you have a chatzi mil before you have to start eating. Yiboy lehu. What does it mean? Shtila alter mali abba basa hachi kashi. Does it mean if you do it right away, it's good? If you do it later on, it's bad? Adim olay kashi lamali means it's not good or bad. It just doesn't help. Take it. Yiboy lehu, the same thing. Achila ad chatzi mil, you ever have a chatzi mil to eat? Hu to kamali, that's when it's good for you. Abasa hachi, umakami hachi kashi. It means if you do it too early, right away, it's not good. And after Chatzimil later is also not good. Jimal like Kosher Lamali, again, they're not good or not bad. Take Makris Rav, Meya Kori Bezuzah, that they would sell 100 gourds for one zuz, that's a pretty good price. Meya Reishi Bezuzah, or 100 heads. Of some animal, I guess, mezuzah. Me'ashvami v'loy klum. Even if that's what the cost is, these things are minimal. To get the meat, which is around the mustache of the animal, which means that part of the meat is not worth it. It's v'loy klum. It sells for nothing. So, okay. Omer of Yosef, Kiavina Beirav Huna, when I was by the yeshiva of Huna, Yemen the Fagir Rabbanan, so that the Talmidim were that when they weren't showing up on time, that it was Yemen the Pagra, they called yeshivas, so it was a day where everybody was just like lethargic. So Amri Ha'idna Yemen the Shvamihu, they refer to that as a day of the Shvamis. It was a day which wasn't producing, but the reason why they referred to it because that was means they'd eaten this meat and this was not a good meat to eat. So I mean, now they hadn't necessarily done that, but it was equivalent to a day this day where nobody just getting their act together is equivalent to a day that people would eat such a meat because that's what that meat would do to you. Just didn't give you the strength that you needed. So Rav's point being that's not the type of thing you're supposed to eat after the akaza. I think that's the connection. The Rashi. Ochachita hikas dam, first white line. Lahikas el lachita. Shaycho machbet is adam. The food weighs the person down. Vakaza shachachila ino moil eloisa kovid. All the akaza does is it sort of lightens up that heaviness. Animili machbet is refu. If you try to do refu, it's not effective. Aval kulei mishiyesh le dam a machbet if he has heavy blood. That'll work even after achila. If it's cheap, buy it. If this meat is the heads of the animal are only worth buying it when it's very cheap. If it's not, I'll take out, don't buy it. They're not the healthiest thing to eat. May curry deluyim, 100 zuzim, 100 deluyim also. They're not the best thing for you. Only buy them if they're cheap. May ashwami kamal al-safam is grunin, belaz, swasayim shal behema, the lips of the animal. So it's not even worth buying it. They were being lethargic from coming to learn. It's a lost day. Okay. Something more. So the Mishnah said that we're allowed to tie up the tibur, the biblical cord. And basically said you can actually even cut it. Rabbanan Kershon Atibur, you can tie it up. Rabbi Yisimur Af Chaytlin, you're allowed to cut it. And B'temen Ashiya Kadesh Yechem Avlad, they can also take the you take the shilya and you would bury it, and that would help them keep it warm. And you use it to warm up the child. Kadesh Yechem Avlad, that would warm up the child. Amr Rabbi Shimon Mil, what would you bury it in? What you insulated in, better word. They would put it in containers of oil. That was the princesses. The rich women, the rich girls. They would use wool to insulate it. And they would use chopped up, worn out garments. The poor people. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Amar Rav Alocha Kribiyosi, that we pass the Kribiyosi, that you cut the umbilical cord. Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Amar Rav, Manucham the Kribiyosi, Betibra Shal Shnei Tzinoikus, in case that you have, twins.
Yeah.
So the Chama agree in that situation that tying it is not the best idea. Over there, the solution, you should cut it. The Morse says, my time, why do you have to cut them? It's talking about identical twins. The Menaske Adari. Because otherwise they'll pull one against the other, and they're pulling out the intestines. And they jostle around. So that they're going to pull on each other, and that's not good. There's a pasuk in Chazkel, which was said as a admonishment to Klal Yisrael, that he talks about how the Bereshit took care of Klal Yisrael, and we haven't appreciated it. So it goes and uses a mushal over there, how the Bereshit took care of us, like you take care of a newborn child. So all the examples of the pasuk gives of what you would do to a newborn child are things that Halacha says you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That's that wasn't the purpose of the pasuk, but these were things which were considered the proper thing to do to the newborn. So they're mutter to do on Shabbos. What is the pasuk?
I mean, it reflects the importance, how vital.
Right. In other words, the Baruch Hu did all these special chasadim for you. So it's a kid. Someone said that you didn't have to learn that meant there could have been extra things the Baruch Hu did for you. The day that you were given birth to, like haras shoreich v'mayim loy ruchotz l'mishi v'hamaleach loy humlaach lachat v'hach tail loy chutolt. None of these things were done for you, and the Bereshit came along and did them for you. What are these things? Melasech b'yem herledes, shemekan shemiyaldim as a vlad b'shabbos. So you're allowed to help give birth on Shabbos. Lekaras shareich, that's referring to mekan shechotchen atibur b'shabbos. So that shareich is the source of your sustenance. That wasn't cut because you're supposed to cut that on Shabbos. That you would wash the child in warm water. If you need to warm up water for that purpose, you would do that. They would strengthen the skin, like nowadays they put like a zinc, well, they put like a zinc oxide on, different things they put on. So they would put some type of a salt onto the child, which would help the skin harden. You weren't wrapped up. You count shalafim of lab Shabbos. You wrap up the child in Shabbos. So Rashi. It was the purpose was to help the child warm up. So I can show semer manupas, the combed out wool. Shalshenim shnei tinoikus to oimim. You had identical twins. Kreshim tiburim zebazet. They were the tiburim were tied one to the other. You'd have to cut them over. Mshuv demnaske dori zeelik was zeelik. They move and ipsim esukanim, and that's going to endanger their intestines. He was pointing out to Klal Yisrael all of the favors that the Chassidim of Kadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael. Let's go and debate and discuss. Who is at fault over here? Is the Bereshit at fault, or you? Look, you, none of these things happened to you. The Bereshit took care of all those things, so he's not the one at fault. You're the one at fault. The Mishi. This was done. The washing was done to smooth out the skin. Shemolchin b'sorim is kasha. That would use the salt, and that would cause the skin to harden, to strengthen. Lafin is an luyin belas. So you would wrap them up. Lav haino asuba yenuka demrin leir perik kol akelim. It doesn't mean that they would straighten out the different parts, which we spoke about before. Dashaminan leir b'nachman. The also b'nachman said that you can't do that on Shabbos because it's a form of binyan. Elafufei ba'almid, you just wrap them up. In other words, it wasn't a wrapping to sort of shape him, put all of the joints into place. They would sort of wrap him up in the chaguras were belts. Psikius was also a type of a belt we had before. So they would sort of swaddle him up, and that they would keep him safe. Hadlach Mafanin, this is the Mishnah. Right. The more he held, it was healthy. Maybe it was healthy.
You're saying it still was healthy?
It was healthy. I don't know whether it's healthy nowadays, but then. Because if the doctor said it was healthy, it was healthy.
Oh, I see, because it was common knowledge that it could be healthy.
Again, the way refuah works, right now the doctor tells you to do X. So there's certain things the doctors tell you nowadays that, you know, are not safe. Whereas 100 years ago, they were considered the proper thing to do. Now, were people dying by the droves because we were doing that? No, they weren't. Why nowadays are they dying by the droves? Because nowadays, once the doctor said it's not healthy anymore. It says you're not doing the proper take care. You're doing your proper ishtadlis that you're supposed to do to take care of your health. But if you're doing what's considered proper ishtadlis, so I did proper ishtadlis. The Rosh Hashanah to take care of my health. So whatever was considered to be healthy is considered a proper ishtadlis to take care of your health. If it's not considered healthy, it's not proper ishtadlis. So all of these new, I mean, now the doctors will tell you that this is good for you, and you'll go, and 15 years now they'll do a new study and say it's bad for you. Right. So, okay, so now what? You know, so did all the people all of a sudden get sick because of it? No, not necessarily. Now that they tell you it's bad for you, good, so now it's bad for you, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes into, there's a process of how you're supposed to take care of yourself. The process is based on the information that you have. You know? So, but when it comes to bloodletting specifically, it seems that the Moor was a fairly big advocate of it. You know, I mean, you might have noticed that we got a lot of Gemara on how to do our Kosas Dam. Okay, it's not the Mishnah. And we'll have you claim your Erev Shabbos, Maviyah B'Shabbos. It's talking about the mitzvah of Mila. So we're continuing the last Mishnah spoke about Tzorchei Mila, Osim B'Shabbos. So the more then takes that last statement and gives it a whole parak. Okay? So if a person needs to do a bris Mila, Mila is Tzorchei Shabbos, and the child is in place X, so you're supposed to bring your instruments that you need for the Mila before Shabbos. Well, they didn't bring before Shabbos. So Rav Lezer says you're allowed to carry the kli me Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to carry the Izmal on. If you didn't bring it for Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it for Shabbos. Megula, you should carry it visible. You shouldn't carry it hidden. People think, they don't know what you're hiding something there. What are you carrying? You're carrying, I don't know. They don't know that's a mitzvah. You should carry it in an open way. People realize why you're carrying it. They won't be chayshed. Ubasakana, during the time when they made the gzera that it was also to do Mila, obviously, Michaseo, you would don't walk around carrying an ismol, in the middle of the street. It's not as safe. But Michaseo al pi edim, you would need to show it to witnesses beforehand what you were doing. This so people would know that what you're doing was proper. Whatever Beliezer says. Furthermore, karsim eitzim lasas b'chamim lasas barzel. He holds that not only the tzarchei mila derech Shabbos, but the machshirim. The things which you need to get everything in place to derech Shabbos. So let's say the ismul is not broke. So fine. So go make an ismul in Shabbos. Well, but I need the charcoal for the wood. So cut wood to make the charcoal, to make the fire, to make the knife, to do the meal. Zutahit. But kalamar b'kiva, no. Kamalocha, shefsel asoysa, me'er Shabbos, and derech Shabbos. Anything which is was normally could be done beforehand, that doesn't go into the midst of Mila, it's Deich HaShabbos. So if there's no Izmah, there's no Izmah, you can't do it. You can't make an Izmah on Shabbos. That wasn't part of what was Deich HaShabbos. What's Deich HaShabbos? Sheyav Shalom Seisim, Yav Shabbos, Deich HaShabbos. Anything which intrinsically cannot be done beforehand, which is the Mila, because the day eight was on Shabbos, that's Deich HaShabbos. But things which are not intrinsically connected to doing it on that day, you must do beforehand. And if you didn't do it beforehand, you can't do it with them on Shabbos. He argues in his Rebbe, Rebbe argues in Rebbe Eliezer, and says that the Rosh. Okay, leave Rashi. I see